Welcome back, fellow Espositoers. Espositites? Yeah, one of those things. We'll go with the second one. Welcome back, and nice to have you on board if you're joining us. If you're joining us in the second episode of a spin-off season, you might want to go back and listen to some more of it. You don't have to by any means, but it might make a bit more sense that way around. But, you know, I'm not here to boss you about. I'm just glad that you're listening. Now you're here, you can join us as we descend further into the mind of a mad Eldori woman. You'll be able to see firsthand Mike's mutant-like powers to absorb the luck of other players. It's not just that his natural ones are contagious, but he also seems to be able to absorb the luck of other players when he's in his DM form, to power his rolls to a much higher average, and then use that to go on to bully an old man. Not in real life, in the game. It's one of us playing an old man. But the point still stands, that's not on mic. Anyway, if you could leave a review, like and subscribe, if that's applicable, any of those things, or none. Again, I'm not here to boss you about. Any of those would be fantastic. And I hope you enjoy the next episode of Pull My Pinky, an Esposito saga.
I can only assume you're super excited. Now, you beautiful bastards, come and get me. And she points towards the rug and hatch below. The hatch slides open.
Let's get your friend Hood. We're gonna go kill Dora.
I was just laying there, sprawled, half covered in sand, completely silent, just staring up at the sky. And he's just gonna lay there until someone comes over to him.
Ruby's gonna walk over and kneel down by Hood.
Which just happens, Jefferson's just gonna very methodically take out both of his pistols one by one and just check them over to make sure they're still working.
Hood, I know we went through a lot with Dora. Well, I know you've been through a lot in general. How about we make this her last birthday?
He's gonna stay silent for a long while. And then he's gonna say, no. No, I need her alive. He's gonna shift his focus from the sky to Rebook, and he's just gonna look him in the eyes. And he's gonna say, the Baitis airlift did my island, Rebook. They took it. They took the whole thing. Because of her.
They took your island?
Yeah. But she put it up as collateral for some reason. I think she used it to finance all of this bullshit. I need her alive. So I can prove that she defrauded me. And then once I've done that, then we can kill her.
Well, that is even diabolical, even by her standards. That is oof.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I'm surprised I'm even capable of talking to you right now because I am just incandescent with rage. I think I've genuinely slingshotted out through my anger and I've found some strange point of zen. But, boy, you wait till we get this soul free book.
But I appreciate our bond is strong enough for you to talk through this. Let's go find the treasure, by which I mean capture and bring back this son of a bitch.
Yep, that's a good idea. He's going to sit up, dust himself down, and then pick himself up onto his feet and start walking back to the shack with Rebook. You know, we can keep her alive without her arms and legs. All we really need is like a torso and head.
He's already missing one pinky. I feel like all digits are fair game at this stage.
Hutt's just going to nod to himself, and then he's going to pat Rebook on the shoulder and just say, I always liked you the best.
No idea why. Rebook looks down, but again, present company excluded, maybe this is the reason. Rebook looks down at the trapdoor. Are you ready, you two, to enter the mind of a mad woman?
Yes, fine.
Hud just racks his shotgun in response.
Have you got dark vision, Reboot?
Yes.
You can see that the trap door leads to an almost like metallic slide that peters off to the right as it goes down.
Jefferson quickly looks at Hud and says, Hud, you know you don't need to get that often. You have to have fired it for that to be worth doing.
It's okay. He picks up the shell afterwards and puts it back in. I think it is force of habit at this stage.
Well, it seems wasteful, but fine.
The Hud just turns to look at Jefferson, frowns, and then racks his shotgun again. He's going to switch on his magnetic boots and start walking down the slide.
Jefferson's going to watch him do that and say, he's got magnetic, but he's got magnetic boots. They're hard to come by. We did a whole adventure. And we found one pair of magnetic boots and he's just wearing them like nobody's fucking business. Like some guy just handed equipment out willy-nilly without any care for the economy or for overpowering characters or whatever.
At which point, Rebook grins and turns on his mag boots as well.
Oh, shit.
So the slide is actually not wide enough for you to walk down. It's only a short tube.
Oh.
Okay. I don't want to draw a diagram of this, but I'm sure there's a way you can walk down with your feet on the floor.
Backwards. Yeah. You could do that.
Not very dignified, though. I'd rather slide, to be honest with you. And what I'll do is I'll slide down, and once I see myself getting to the end, I'll then switch on my magnetic boots. And then boom, scoot my way down for the last bit.
So do you go first and do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Super fun, happy slide.
Do you tell Rebook you're doing that before you do it?
Yeah. I'm going to say, okay. I'm going to assume the Boop Scoop suggestion was actually in character. It's like, well, look, I don't want to do that the entire way. I'm genuinely too angry for that right now, but I'm going to slide down part of the way, and then when I get close to the end, I'll switch on boots, and then I will scoop, because I don't know what she's got down there, and she is insane. Also possibly drunk.
This is true. Shout up from the tunnel as you reach the bottom and let me know. If I don't hear anything, I try a similar technique.
If you don't hear anything, just assume I'm dead and throw a grenade down there.
No, because I don't have grenades, and B, if you happen to be like maybe crippled at the bottom of the slide and I throw a grenade down there, yes, it may be a mercy, but that's guilt I can't do.
All right, fine. Halfway house, and Hud's going to hand Rebook a stun grenade.
How about that it is?
Indeed. And with that, Hud's going to slide down.
Jefferson's going to turn to Rebook as Hud slides down and say, I knew a guy that liked grenades once. Didn't turn out well.
I'm loving all of Jefferson's little sides here.
So, Hud, you jump down. The slide is fairly fast to begin with. It's quite sheer. After you'd say maybe like 20 seconds, and then peters off, levels out. When do you apply your mag boot?
Oh, am I still moving when it levels out?
You can start to see an opening coming towards you.
Okay, yeah, once I see the opening, that's when I switch my mag boots on.
You stick to the side of the metal slide. You can see ahead of you, there's a kind of flickering light. Make a quick perception check.
8.
8. All you can make out is the flickering light at the other end of the opening.
Hud's going to grumpily start chuntering to himself. He's going to tactically boot scoot his way down the shaft with his shotgun leveled, dragging his ass along the shaft like a dog with worms. just getting angrier and angrier with every inch.
As you shuffle along, you start to hear a slight sound of music from the opening, the end of the tunnel. It's not Love Shack.
Oh, no way! Do it, Mike. Do it. As they say in Love Shack, do it, do it, do it.
We don't have the rights to it.
You can make out that it's very generic classical music, almost like lift music.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to keep moving along.
It doesn't take you long, but you end up at the end of the tunnel and there's a crash mat that's supposed to catch you as you slide onto it. As you come into the room, you see a very bizarre sight. It's a cube room and it's made completely of television screens. There is a light hanging from the ceiling that it comes down, a singular one that sheds across the centre of the room. And in the centre, there are hunkered figures, all in a circle, playing what seems to be a game of cards. But the shadow of these figures, you know well. Several Zamaron sit in the middle of the room, playing snap to classical music. They look up as you enter. The screens flicker on. Each one has Dora on them. She simply says, "You remember these guys, don't you?" Roll initiative.
Son of a bitch.
Why the fuck is she doing this?
It's so weird.
I got a 19.
I got a 21. Is Rebook already on his way down, or are we still stood at the top?
So, without any disrespect, and without your mag boots, do you want to maybe, perhaps with the slide, you sit behind me and we go down, I try the same technique and we slow down as we get to the bottom?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
Well, let's see. Let's fucking see, shall we, Reebok? What does Reebok get for his initiative?
21.
What's your dex modifier?
16 plus 3.
Shit, we're actually tied.
Roll up.
Oh, come on, I've rolled 2 once tonight.
Great roll.
5.
John?
18.
John goes first.
Cha! Eat my dust, youngster.
You try and do a nice thing for an old person, and they both Brexit.
So, the Zamaron soldiers sort of look up as you enter Hood. They've heard the sound of your magnetic boots on the slide. They sort of give you, as much of a Zamaron could do this, a sort of whimsical, huh? And then they scatter. And Jefferson, you're first.
I was tempted to use my grappling hook to do this, but I can't be bothered. Just slides down, slidey style.
How far is your movement?
25. I've reduced it by 5 feet because I feel like that's fair. He's 75.
Yeah, I think you probably are able to get down. Hood, are you still standing?
I would say surely the slide is doing most of the work at this point.
True, but time is still passing.
I would have got off the crash mat pretty sharpish.
Okay. So yeah, you land on the crash mat prone. In fact, I'll let you make a dexterity check to see if you can land on your feet.
19.
Yeah, I'd say you land again pretty deftly on the mat.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's going to hurt tomorrow. I forgot that because of my class and one of my bonus features, I get a +10 to my movement in my first turn. That is tactical ambush. On your first turn during combat until the end of your turn, you gain a +10 bonus to your walking speed. Also, I get 4 attacks on this turn.
Great.
Motherfucker.
So you can see, you come into the room, there's a flickering, hazy light from the screens that make it up. There's even screens on the floor. And you can see these Zamorin have scattered across the room. So they're pretty evenly distributed. It's a very small room. It's about 30 by 30 feet.
Quick snapshot judgment. Which one looks like the most dangerous one? I shoot with that one.
You've never come across these creatures before.
I know. I'm judging entirely by size.
But you know of them from the thing that happened not too long ago.
Vaguely. I didn't participate. I heard.
But you can see, yeah, just by sight, I won't let you make you roll for it, but you can see there are clearly two that are bigger than the rest of them.
I shoot one of them 4 times.
Okay.
2 with my auto pistol, 2 with my disruptor. So auto pistol first, 28 to hit.
Yep.
Dog shit rolling, with 6 damage. Then I'm going to do a sharp shooter shot with my second one with the auto pistol. 21 to hit.
That hits.
Dog shit rolling again. 16 damage. Then we're onto the disruptor pistol. So disruptor, I'm going to use another sharp shooter. So -5 for +10 damage. Oh, that's shit though. That's 8 to hit.
Yeah, that bounces off the Zamorin's armor.
And then final one. I'll do sharpshooter again. Fuck it. That's better. 18 to hit.
That hits.
Oh, that's a lot better. 21 points of necrotic damage.
Necrotic?
Oh, actually, that one gets another bonus as well. Fuck. That one is 24 points of necrotic damage.
Was it all necrotic damage?
Only the last shot, only the 24 was the necrotic damage. The other two were just piercing.
All right. Yeah, you get the impression that the first couple of shots, it sinks into its carapace, but doesn't really like react. But with that final shot, it recoils quite violently and lets out kind of a shriek. You've done a lot of damage.
Could you?
You doing anything else? You got an extra 10 feet of movement.
Yeah, room's a cube. I'm assuming there's no cover. We will move off the crash map to clear space for Rebook.
Okay. Rebook, you'll go.
Come on, Yolan.
Rebook, watching this old man shoot off before him. Guess I go.
With a little snigger, like, a little, like, hey, as he jumped in ahead of you.
They, you know what, they need what joy in life they can still get. And Reboot's going to slide down after him. I guess sliding down towards the end, he's going to try and get his grab boot to activate before the end of the vent.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
Stick him against the metal, and then peek through with his boot still on into the hole to see what's going on down there. As the master of vents, I feel like this is Reboot's forte.
Yeah, so you peek out from the vents after you've put your mag boots on. You can see there's 6 Zamorin scattered around this 30 by 30 cube room. Hood is to your left, Jefferson's to your right. Stuck in the middle
with...
Who's playing? You realise that it's the classical version of Stuck in the Middle with Me.
Stuck in the Middle with Horrible Despot Bastard. Ah, oh, Jesus, these fuckers again. Ugh. Through in every single picnic.
My picnic basket.
As a bonus action, Reboot's going to Hunter's Mark, I guess, a random Zamorin. If I roll a d6, I'll let you pick which one. My 30. It goes for there.
Yeah, go on then.
I'm in there. So the third Zamorin in the room.
Okay.
I just want to say, fuck, I forgot I had Hunter's Mark.
So did I up until reading this again.
God damn motherfucker.
I was going to say, is there another name for Hunter's Mark in here? There is not. It is just Hunter's Mark.
It's not. But it's not a spell. Unlike in D&D where it's a spell and you have concentration on that, there is no concentration on this.
And then he's going to take two shots for the cryo pistol.
Mm-hmm.
First shot is 17.
Hit.
That's promising. And the second shot's a 22.
Hit.
Excellent. Yeah, that could have gone worse. Right.
I just realised that Tom's, if Tom ever wants to hear what we did on this, he's going to have to actually listen to the podcast.
There's at least one guaranteed
listen. That's a very good point.
Well, actually, not guaranteed.
At least one of us is going to listen to it.
So that's 24 damage altogether. And can it make two DC 13 constitution saves?
That is one pass, one fail.
Okay, its speed has been reduced by 10 feet as it gets chilly.
Okay.
So that's reboot shooty shooty. And then his... Should I roll separately for the drone?
Is that what we did? Did we do that, or...?
I can't remember. But you're DMing this time, so it's up to you.
That's fine, yeah. No, the drone can go on your turn.
Cool. So, Vistra is the name of the drone that I forgot earlier.
Vistra. Oh.
Vistra. With a we.
Vista.
A we for Veronica.
Vist me.
For wisdom. No, so, for wisdom. Oh, God damn it. These actions are hard. And that's going to fire out this blade launcher for a 20 to hit.
Is this on the same Zamoron?
Yeah, it's gonna follow up on the same dude.
Yeah, that hits.
Or dudette, I guess. Because, yeah, machine would be a dudette. Somewhat.
Only the queen is a she. Come on, Tom.
The Zamorons work differently to normal wasps? Who knows? They. It shoots they. Zim.
Did you say beads?
Beads. For 5 damage.
Oh.
And Reboot's going to use that extreme core strength that he's worked out with us for a while for to just move back on his legs a bit so he's obscured in the vents.
Okay. I'll say that gives you half cover from any shots that come at you.
I'll take that. Seems fair.
Hood, you're up.
Okay, so my shotgun can fire in a 30-foot cone. So how many Zamorin would be within that 30 by 30 room?
Yeah, so they spread out. I'd say you'd probably get 4 of them.
Okay, I can do that. My first shot, I'm going to do this, because I can only do this once per round. So it's a 30-foot cone. So they need to make a dexterity save of 15.
Okay. So that was 3 passes and a fail.
Okay. So it only hits one, and it does... It's 9 points of damage. And then he's just going to follow that with a normal shot. He's just going to fire at probably the one that looks the most badly damaged.
That's the one that just got hit by Rebook and your shotgun.
Cool.
One of the wings has fallen off, and it has dropped to the floor. It was flying.
Does a 13 hit him?
It does.
Okay, so that is 10 points of damage then.
Yeah, so the head just completely flies off the back of this Zamoron, hits a screen behind. You just see this kind of oozing, oily, purple-black blood just across one of the screens. Dora's face behind it, she's now laughing as the video plays on repeat.
As this thing dies, Hud's just going to say, wild card, bitches.
Now, as we know with wasps, if you kill one, their friends turn up.
Oh, dear.
So two of the screens in the walls slowly open up, and 2 more Zamoron fly out. So you killed one. There's now 2 more.
The screens go back up.
The screens go back up, yeah. The first one's going to go for you, Hood, as you just killed their friend. And the big one flies over to you and takes out this scimitar of a blade and tries to hit you twice with it. 22 to hit.
I am going to parry. I'm going to use one of my stunt dice to use my reaction and add the number rolled on my stunt dice to my armor class. That's 5, so that brings me up to 23.
So you sort of use the butt of your shotgun to kind of parry the blade away. Zamron hisses at you and follows up with their stinger. Does your armor class last on the second attack?
No, it's just against that particular hit.
On the second attack is a 23.
That will hit.
And you take 9 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
The next one is going to go over to Jefferson. And is going to try and hit you twice. This one doesn't have a weapon. It's just going to use its mandibles. So 15 and 13.
15 hits, 13 misses.
You take 5 bludgeoning damage. The next one... I'll tell you what. 2 are going to go for Jefferson, 2 for Hood, and 1's going to go for Rebook and Tunnel. There's a big one that goes for you, Jefferson. It's going to try and attack you with their Kethket blade. 18 and 22.
Yeah, let me hit.
Bloody hell. That is 24 points of damage.
Pretty cool.
Slashing damage.
Good. Great. Cool. I like that. Fun.
And then 2 attacks into each of you. That's a miss. Does a 16 hit you, Hood?
No, it doesn't.
So 2 misses on you, and then 2 attacks into you, Jefferson. It's a miss and a miss. And then the other one flies straight into the duct, the tunnel, and tries to hit you, Rebook. 18 to hit and 23 to hit.
Oof. So it's inside the duct, so there's no half cover.
No half cover, they've come into melee range, so.
Boom. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, those both hit.
Oof. 15 points of bludgeoning damage on that. I roll good as a DM. I'm sorry.
It's like, cool. We didn't agree to this.
No.
We agreed to fight normally.
Yeah. We demand natural ones.
So back up to the top of the round, Jefferson, you have 3 in front of you. There's 1 bigger one, and then there's 2 smaller ones. They're all in melee range.
Okay. Which one used the nasty blade?
The bigger one.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Melee range doesn't mean anything to me because it's a speed shot. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use a side blast on the big guy, which is 17.
That hits.
Okay. So he takes 18 points of psychic damage and loses benefit from any cover against my next attack roll, which I don't think he has anyway. And I'm going to level at him with my disruptor and take another shot.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that with sharpshooter. 21 to hit, so I guess that hits.
Yep.
And that is... That's 15 points of necrotic damage.
Okay. Again, this one shrieks in pain. You feel as though... You've taken a real chunk out of it there. One of its legs blows off from the psychic damage and scatters across the floor, again, spreading this oozing dark blood all over the flickering screens. So the 2 big ones are now looking really weak after you took a chunk out of the one that's fighting Hood, and now this one. You've done a lot of damage.
Okay. I've only got movement left, so I'm pretty much spent.
Rebook.
Did Head kill off the one that I previously had Hunter marked?
Yes.
So I'm going to use a bonus action to move the Hunter's mark over to the dude who's in the vents with me now.
Uh-huh.
He's coming out of the goddamn walls.
Nice.
Use speed shot. I'm not getting disadvantage on those shots and take 2 cryo pistol rounds into him. It's a 22.
Yeah.
And a 17 to hit.
We both hit.
24 cold damage.
Okay.
And yeah, 2 DC 13 constitution saves.
Pass and a fail.
Again, 10 feet reduction on speed for this dude.
Okay.
And the drone's going to follow up, have a shot. Of 16 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Nice. And what I didn't do last time was add the Hunter's Mask, the drone's attack, because that carries on as well.
That probably would have killed it.
More fool me. So 9 damage from this drone following up.
9 damage. So this the drone crashes through it and out the other side, and it just explodes in the tunnel. So yeah, Jefferson and Hood, you hear this kind of and loads of this oozing blood just splatters out across the room again. It's starting to get really covered, especially stands out against the white flickering screens and Dora's laughing face. You can see the gold fillings at the back of her teeth. Are you moving or?
No, Ruby's going to stick in the vents.
Okay. Hud, you're up.
So Hud's going to mutter to himself, goddamn freaky drone. And then he's switched to his micro cannon and he's going to just shoot point blank at the one that he's fighting.
So there's 3 around you. There's a big one and there's 2 smaller ones.
The big one that's been badly damaged by Jefferson.
Okay.
Okay. That is a 22 to hit.
That is.
And that is 12 points of force damage.
What did you hit him with?
A micro cannon.
Micro cannon. So yeah, again, you just blast this one's head off, clean off, and it flies across the room and just explodes against the screened wall, and it slumps down dead.
Cool. And then I'm going to take a second shot at the big one that Jefferson's fighting.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
And this one is a 20, non-natural.
Yep, that hits.
8 points of damage.
So yeah, another one of their legs flies off. It kind of turns its head to you and shrieks in pain, but it's still standing.
Shit. That's me for now.
Yep. So now it's their turn. 2 attacks from 2 of them into both of you. I'll start with Jefferson.
Oh.
20, non-natural. And the second one misses.
20 hits.
And that hits you for 12 slashing damage.
Good. This is how I die.
And then the smaller one, 16. 16. Yeah. 2 16s.
Both hit.
Oh, God. 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Total.
How are you looking?
Not really.
And then, yeah, 2 attacks into Hood from both of the smaller ones. First one is an 11, and the second one is an 18.
I'm going to parry. No, I'm not. I'm going to hold off on this one.
You take 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
4 points, cool.
Back up to the top of the round, Jefferson.
Cool. I am going to use my bonus action to phase shift to the quietest corner of the room.
Yep, that'd be the opposite corner.
And then I'm going to use my action to cast Mend on self.
Okay.
which is a 1d8 plus my forging ability modifier, which I believe is 3. So, dog shit healing. That might make me survive a round of being hit. Maybe. That's my turn. Those are the things. That's what I've done.
Rebook.
Cool. So Rebook's going to point his head out of the hole. So, general-wise, how many of the big buggers are left?
There's one big one left, and there's four smaller ones. I think I did miss one of them, but fuck it, I can't be asked to go back.
How's the big one looking?
He's lost a couple of his limbs.
Yeah, you know what? Rebook's going to move the Hunter's Mark to him as his bonus. And blast twice with the cryo pistol for a 13.
Misses.
Thought it might do. And a 19.
The 19 hits, yeah.
9 damage to that one.
The cryo round goes through the torso of this big one. It immediately freezes the chest, and you hear like a sort of gurgling noise out of their throat. They keel over backwards and they just shatter.
Shatter them indeed. Excellent.
4 left.
And then the drone's going to pop out of the vent briefly and take a shot at the closest of those Zamora.
So there's 2 in one corner and there's 2 in another. So it's they're pretty much equidistant. But none of them have taken any damage, you can see.
And then, so the leftmost Samurai emerge from the vent.
So next to Hood.
21 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
That's terrible. 4 damage. And rather embarrassed, the drone zips back into the vents.
It's sort of a beep bop bop noise as he goes back in. Like a disappointed R2-D2. Okay, Hood, you'll go.
He's going to pop another micro cannon shot into one of the small ones fighting him then.
Okay. There's one that's just taken damage from the drone.
Yes, yeah. How many are left now?
4. They're all of the smaller variety.
22 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
It is a 6 damage.
All right. Better than now.
Second shot into the same one. Better. Does the 13 hit him?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so that is 18 points of damage on that one.
Ooh. The wings completely fly off the back of this one, and it falls to the floor. It looks up at you and grimaces. It's still alive.
I'm going to action surge. I'm going to shoot it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's another 13.
That hits.
This time it does 10 points damage.
So yeah, you completely obliterate this one. Again, a head just explodes. Squirt blood all over your face. There's a slight singe to the blood, but you get the impression that it's been somewhat diluted in a way.
Oh.
As your memory serves, the Zamaron had quite acidic blood and would usually cause damage, but for some reason this blood is not.
I think so. Oh, that's weird. And then he turns his microcannon on the remaining one that's fighting him and shoots one last time. And that's 9 points of damage.
Cool. That takes a good chunk out of him. Doing anything else?
That's everything for me.
All right, no worries. So now it's the 3 left. That one's going to go for you. And the 2 in the corner are going to... Are you still in the duct, Reboot?
Yeah. It's still chilling in there. It's popping out and shooting.
Chilling in the duct.
The one that you've just hit is going to go for you, Hood. There's going to one that's going to go for the tunnel. As he blocks that, the other one is then going to fly across to Jefferson and hit him. So the one on Hood is a miss. The one on Rebook is a miss. The one on Jefferson is a natural 20. I don't know why I did it in that order. It's just because I said it in that order. Don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
They do 2 attacks as well, so I'll do another round of that in a second.
Elderly abuse.
That's 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
No galaxy for old men.
This is why I never went to a care home.
The next round, that's a 18 on Hood.
That'll hit.
17 on Rebook. And a natural 1 on Jefferson.
All right.
Did the 17 hit you, Rebook?
It will do, yes, in the tolls.
4 bludgeoning damage on Hood. And 6 bludgeoning damage on Rebook. And now we're back to the top of the round. Jefferson, how are you looking?
Jefferson is looking terrible.
How's his health looking?
Oh, ho. He's just going to crick his back a little bit, point both pistols at the Zamaron, and just say, well, if I'm going to go, and he's going to fire 3 times, each time with sharpshooter, because fuck it, why not? I'm going to roll that attack to hit, and then I'll roll the damage. So that is 24 to hit. Second one is 17 to hit. Third one, not as good, is 16 to hit.
They all hit.
Well. This is a fuckload of damage. All right, so there's 1 auto pistol, 2 disruptor. So the auto pistol is 16 points of damage.
Do you want me to save you rolling here? Or do you
nope.
want to...
Yeah. Nope. 16 points of damage with the auto pistol. 17 and then 16. So hang on. I can do maths. It's 43 with the disruptor and 16 with the auto pistol.
Yeah, so you just completely decimate this Zamaron, this poor, defenseless, it's not that defenseless, it has hit you a few times.
It nearly killed me.
3 shots that just completely tear it apart. It just, you know, like the bloody mess perk on Fallout?
Yeah.
It just explodes into guts and viscera. I'm pretty sure with sharpshooter alone, just the damage from that, you kill these, so. Is there anything else you could do?
No, I'm already backed away from everything as far as I can get, so that's my action, bonus action, so I'm done.
All right. Reboot, you're up.
Again, it's a bonus action. Move the Hunter's Mark over to him. And first attack. Oh, so close to a 20. So that'd be 28. That's so far from a 20. So a 28 and a 12.
That natural 1?
And there were 3. Three with the second attack.
All right. How much damage on the first attack?
It's not quite natural, but it was close. Oh, dear. Well, that's not too bad. 12 damage with the 1 that hit. And a DC 13 constitution save.
Fail.
Oh, so minus 10 feet movement. This doesn't do a lot when they're in close combat with me, but it's good to know. It reminds me that my pistol does this because it's quite a nice little addition. And the drone's going to attack it as well. 21 to hit. The drone rolls better than me, because of course it does.
Yeah.
It's 7 damage from the drone.
Right. One of its back legs just flies back. You guys in the room hear a vroom, an insect leg just flies out from the tunnel and hits the crash mat.
It's just that kid at school with torches. But in mechanoid form. That's where Rebook's going.
Hud.
Okay, so there's 2 left now, isn't there?
2 left. There's 1 in the tunnel with Reboot, and there's 1 in front of you.
Okay, so I'm going to shoot the one that's in front of me first. That's a 14, so that's a hit. And that does 11 points of damage.
Okay.
Is it still alive?
Still alive, yeah. It loses its hand. If they have hands, they must have hands, they shoot. And that flies across the room and hits Jefferson in the face.
Right. Yeah, I'm just going to shoot it again. Fuck it, nothing fancy. That's a definite hit. I got a roll of 15 plus 9. Can't be asked doing any more maths. That is 13 points of damage.
Yeah, okay. So you just plant one straight into its chest and it just crumples in on itself and slumps into you and then drags down and falls onto the floor. Is that you?
Yeah, yeah. He's just going to blow the smoke away from the microcannon.
As the Zamron in the tunnel starts to panic, you get the impression that it can't feel its companions anymore. The only way out is up through the tunnel, it seems, that he's going to hit reboot twice to try and get through. 15 and 17.
The 17 will hit the 15 one.
Terrible damage. 3 bludgeoning damage. As it's trying to scramble past you, it can't. It's just too tight. You know. You know what I'm saying? No thing, girl. Back to the top, Jefferson. So Hood has just wiped out the last one in the room. As far as you can see from here, you did see one fly into the slide where Rebook is.
Okay. Jefferson's going to limp over to the slide and peer in.
Yeah, you can see it scrambling, terrified, trying to get past Reboot.
He's just going to take 3 shots at it.
All right.
No, I won't do sharpshooter on this one. 25, 22, 22.
All hit.
8 points of piercing damage, followed by 21 points of necrotic damage.
How do you kill this last Zamorant?
So Jefferson just sort of like slumps onto the slide, points his 2 pistols at it. He's kind of barely focusing, shoots once, shoots another 2 times, and then doesn't really stop to look to see what happens and just rolls over onto his back and slides down the slide again onto the crash mat. And just sort of lies there for a second, then lets go of one of his pistols, takes the hip flask out of his pocket, unscrews it and takes a sip. Puts him back.
As this happens, the room is still flickering with the image of Dora laughing silently as the string version of Stuck in the Middle with Me plays. The room is covered in black ooze and body parts, matter, viscera. And so are you, covered in blood.
Worst birthday party ever.
Why is she doing this? She was always an asshole, but she was never at all.
Hmm.
You okay, old man?
No.
Okay. Rebook, can you fix him up?
A little. 1 second. I have something for this.
I have a thought. Could we just sort of take a breath, have a sit down, maybe a drink?
Yeah, that could work.
I like the sound. Yes, this is the reasonable. Perhaps some sort of short rest.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Oh, I am.
Little kip will do. Whew. Am I gonna kill Dora?
At this rate, probably.
No, at this rate, I'm going to die before I kill her, but I will try.
That's the spirit.
It's been a long, long time since anyone has made me feel this crappy. And I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I won't stand for it.
Okay.
So are you taking a short rest?
5 minutes. To roll some hit dice for the short rest.
Use all your hit die.
Absolutely, I have.
Yeah, I've used a bunch of mine as well.
You know what? I might spend an action. Might spend an action to do a bit of mending as well and see if I can heal myself a little bit more, because fuck me, was that a difficult fight. It's pretty good though. That was worth it. It's another 10 hit points.
Are you still knackered?
I am okay.
Could you do with another mend?
Another mend wouldn't hurt. I could get up to full hit points with another mend if it goes well.
We'll help old man, right? We'll help old man. Oh, nice. It's a max. 13 more hit points. No, sorry, 11 more hit points. I can't carry 11.
That'll still do.
Okay. So over the next 30, 45 minutes, as you just sit here in this room, the screens begin to power down and shut off. And the music stops. Make a quick perception check.
23.
22 for Rubik.
14 for Adam.
So Jefferson and Rubik, you notice that one side of the room, the opposite side to the room to the tunnel that you came through, there's a couple of screens that are raised out towards you, out of the wall. They almost make what looks like a door, and you can see a short panel next to it. When the screens were on, it was kind of an optical illusion that you couldn't see this like door, but now it's quite obvious now they've powered down.
Door panel.
So you get a bit closer, the door panel looks to be a card swipe.
Let's go and look at those cards they were playing Snap with, see if they've got a key card in there.
Make a quick investigation check just to see how quickly you do this.
And
it takes you quite a while, probably about 5-10 minutes, to actually collect all the cards out of the blood and the guts. You find a few that are underneath some rib cages and organs, but you get all 52 and you start to piece through them, wiping off. They're actually made of a metal, all of them, so you can wipe off the blood pretty easily. And you come across a card which is a quite shocking sight. It's just a nude of Dora.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the one.
Hands it to HUD. That's for you.
HUD just gives Jefferson a look of pure disgust. Looks imploringly at Reboot for a second. Realizes that there's no help coming from that quarter and just snatches the card out of Jefferson's hand and like, swipes it through the reader.
The door slides open onto another room. Again, it's completely made of screens. It's an identical room. In the middle, there is a very lovely-looking birthday cake. It's like three tiers. Looks delicious. The icing is like immaculate. The screens flicker on to Dora singing, "Happy birthday to me, fuck you all. Happy birthday to me, fuck you all." And this just keeps repeating over and over. And I think we'll end it there.
As the entire gang raises their weapons to the screens and the birthday cake.
Yeah.